From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump says he'll announce Tuesday whether he'll pull the U.S. out of the international nuclear deal with Iran and reimpose sanctions. Mr. Trump has repeatedly referred to the 2015 agreement as deeply flawed regarding inspections, ballistic missiles, and the so-called sunset provision. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson was in Washington Monday urging U.S. officials to stay in the deal, but acknowledging Mr. Trump has given the world community a legitimate challenge.
The core of it they will want to keep. But what we can do is be tougher on them in other respects and try to address that key question of what happens when the deal expires. And that's where, actually, to be fair, I think the President of the United States has a valid point, and we need to address that with our European friends and with other partners.
Johnson suggested a wider agreement with Tehran.
A superstructure, if you like, of agreements that try to tackle the bad stuff Iran is doing, tackle the ICBMs, tackle the interference that they're engaging in countries in the region, push back on Iran, and then deal with this fundamental question of what happens in 2025.
That's when the current deal's sunset provision sets in and Iran can theoretically resume nuclear weapons production. Iranian Foreign Ministry spokesman Bahram Ghassemi warned of a heavy price if the U.S. pulls out of the accord. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani Monday indicated Tehran could stay in the deal with the remaining signatories. The commander of the Libyan National Army, Khalifa Haftar, has announced the start of military operations to capture the eastern city Derna, now under the control of a coalition of jihadist fighters, including the Derna Mujahideen Shura Council. The NLA has the city surrounded. Ground combat is reported. This is VOA News.